This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel at the start of a Middle East tour aimed at shoring up the Gaza ceasefire. He will face the same obstacles that have stifled a wider peace process for more than a decade, including a hawkish Israeli leadership, Palestinian divisions, and deeply rooted tensions surrounding Jerusalem and its holy sites. The 11-day Gaza war killed more than 250 people, mostly Palestinians, and caused widespread destruction in the impoverished coastal territory. Blinken is expected to focus on coordinating reconstruction without engaging with Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who are considered terrorists by Israel and Western countries. Tens of thousands of people were evacuated Tuesday in low-lying areas of two Indian states and moved to cyclone shelters to escape a powerful storm barreling toward the eastern coast. The cyclone Yaas is set to turn into a very severe cyclonic storm, which sustained winds of up to 177 kilometers per hour. That's according to the India Meteorological Department. It is expected to make landfall early Wednesday. It is coming amid a devastating coronavirus surge that complicates India's efforts to deal with 10 days after another cyclone hit India's west coast and killed more than 140 people. The European Union agreed Monday to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist, reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday. This is VOA News. Tokyo is denying that a U.S. warning for Americans to avoid traveling to Japan will have an impact on Olympics. Japan is determined to hold the Tokyo Games that start July 23rd. The U.S. cited a surge in coronavirus cases in Japan caused by virus variants that may even pose a risk to vaccinated people. The U.S. is not banning Americans from visiting Japan, but the warnings could affect insurance rates and whether people decide to join the games at all. Japan's top government spokesman said it believes Washington supports Tokyo's efforts to hold the Olympics. The games were delayed a year by the pandemic and have already been held without overseas spectators. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on what the World Health Organization chief is saying about the future of pandemics.
The WHO is trying to figure out how the world can better prepare for and respond to health emergencies. The WHO's director, General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, repeated his concern about who's got COVID vaccines and who doesn't. He said, "There is no diplomatic way to say it. A small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control the fate of the rest of the world."
That is AP correspondent Rita Foley reporting. A U.S. government watchdog contradicts claims from the previous administration that migrant parents willingly left their children behind in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Department of Homeland Security Inspector Generals released a report that under the Trump administration policy of separating migrant families at the border, some parents were forced to leave the U.S. without their children, even though they had asked for them back. And in nearly 350 cases, ICE had no record showing migrants wanted to leave their children in the U.S. That contradicts a claim that thousands of parents were choosing to leave their children behind while the parents were deported. The American Civil Liberties Union says it learned some parents were even told that their children would join them on the plane, but then the flight took off without them. So far, the Biden administration's only reunited the first four families this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warned Monday of possible civil war in the country, saying people are arming themselves against the military junta and protesters have started shifting from defensive to offensive actions using homemade weapons and training from some ethnic armed groups. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.